All right, welcome back to Talkin' Baseball alongside Bill Lasky and Marty Lurie. My name is Kerry Crowley. Giants and the Rockies coming up at 6:05 here on KMBR. It's my pleasure to welcome in our next guest, Alyssa Nacken, assistant coach for the San Francisco Giants. And Alyssa, I want to start by going back earlier this week and asking you about the history that your colleague Ron Wotus made. 3 decades with the organization, 2,000 wins. He celebrated that milestone on Tuesday night against the Arizona Diamondbacks. What was that moment like? What was the celebration like? And what has Ron Wotus meant to you and this coaching staff here in San Francisco?
It was an awesome celebration. We had some decorations up in his locker, and one of our other coaches, Fernando Perez, read a very nice poem in front of the whole team and staff and Woe, and he was just so grateful, and he acknowledged the fact that it felt really special for the team to come together to celebrate his 2,000th win when, you know, it's the players that are going out every single day and competing and getting us those wins. So it was quite an honor for me to be a part of that and in there. And Woe adds so much to our organization and our team and our staff. He teaches us so much about the game, and through all of his experiences that he's had, just his longevity in this game, he's seen everything and then some. So such a special way to win the 2,000th game as well. So just a really, really awesome celebration earlier this week. And yeah, he and we are excited to get a few more this season.
He's been a friend of the show. He's come on with Marty for years, so it was really cool to see that and to see the genuine excitement from the coaching staff. Obviously one of the most well-respected members of the organization, but it feels like every coach around here is well-respected by this fan base for what you guys have, you know, transformed this season. What has it been like to go from last year's 60-game season to all the success this team has had, now pushing toward a playoff berth and staying hungry and staying motivated?
It's motivating, honestly. Just this whole season has been motivating. At the end of last season and through the off season, we talked about taking the momentum that we had last season, especially towards the end there, and carrying it with us into 2021. In my opinion, we've done a really good job of that. And our veterans, their leadership, they really set the tone for all of us in spring training. They said, you know, we want to win the West, and that's our mission. And so every single day we show up, we work, we play with that mindset of we're going to win the West. And, you know, that's just a really exciting way to come to the field each day and know that we're playing for something so big. And it's been quite a difference going from 60 games to 162, but quite honestly, I think just having the excitement around, you know, the success that we're seeing and just the way that these guys are showing up and playing and contributing each night, it's somebody different every single game. And so I think that's what keeps everything just feeling so fresh and exciting, that we're ready to continue well beyond 162.
Well, when Gabe was first hired at the end of the 2019 season to replace Bruce Bochy, he went with an unorthodox coaching staff. 13 coaches had never been done before. It's one of the biggest in all of baseball. And now you look out at the field pregame, it's a well-oiled machine. Everyone's got their responsibilities. What's your day-to-day like? What time do you show up to the field? What do you do pregame?
Yeah, we have a good, nice and big staff. But actually across the league, we've seen a lot of staffs with just as many or even more coaches. So I think it's really great because that means the players have somebody they can go to really at any time and get the work that they need. We really emphasize individualized training. So sometimes guys aren't going to come during like the team stretch all the time. So it's nice for them to be able to pick a coach and, go at a separate time, come early, go a little bit later and get the work in. So for me personally, I get to the field between 11:45 and 12:15, just to get in and get settled, get a workout in, eat something healthy to kind of just stay feeling fresh and good for the whole day. And then I try to work a series in advance in terms of prep work for the upcoming series. So, you know, that's where some of the sit-down computer work, working with our analytics team, comes into play. And then home games, we do a lot of early work. So we'll come out early and guys will get some bunts in, or we'll do some early fly balls with our outfielders. There's early hitting that takes place. So I'll assist in all of those aspects, whether it's helping with BP or feeding the machine or shagging balls. You know, we're all kind of have our our jobs, and some of them aren't always glamorous, but that's what's great about this staff is we're all willing to pick up a fungo or a glove and go out and shag the balls. So that's what a lot of like the early work and even into BP looks like. And then BP is different every single day. It's really just depends on what the guys need and what our game plan is that night, who we're facing. So we'll set up a pitching machine and have it emulating a shape that we really want to work on for that night's game. And usually at the start of the series, we'll get our outfielders to throw to the bases and just get loose and get warm. And then, you know, throughout the week, I'll help support Kai and the rest of the infield staff with any sort of infield work. So that's kind of like a day in the life. It's a little bit different each day, but you said it well. We all have our roles and responsibilities. And when you look at our BP, it really runs like a well-oiled machine.
There's never any downtime. That's what I notice when I come down to the field each day. And that's why I wonder what goes on during the game, because there is a limit on the number of coaches who can be in the dugout and influencing the decisions that Gabe and Kai are sitting there next to each other making in their glasses. So what are you doing during the game to help with this giant staff?
I'm down in the cage with our director of hitting and assistant hitting coach, Dustin Lind, and then our other assistant coach, Mark Hallberg. And we're down there just getting the guys ready to potentially go in and pinch hit. Or if we have some of the guys that are on the IL, that's a great time for them early in the game to kind of get their work in. And then we get our pitchers down there to go through their bunting and slash and hitting routines. And then we're kind of just monitoring the opposing team's bullpen and any potential matchups and just getting the guys kind of ready and giving them enough heads up as to when we think we'll have them go in that game.
So last year, 2020, you become the first woman to be a full-time coach on a Major League Baseball staff. A ton of firsts last year, but the one thing that you missed out on was no fans in the stands. What has that transition been like to interacting with fans pregame, postgame, on the road, seeing people in the stands looking for your autograph?
It's so different than last year. At the start of this season, and you know, really when stadiums started to go close to full capacity, it was kind of a little bit overwhelming because we just weren't, and especially for me, just not, you know, the first and only year I've coached in the big league is without fans. So coming here and then seeing people in the hallways or like by the dugout, you know, you kind of had to get used to it. And you know, it's quite an honor to be around and interacting with these fans. They're so supportive of this team and this organization, and quite honestly just so supportive and encouraging of me. And I'm just so thankful and grateful for, you know, the encouraging words that they say. Or, you know, they'll bring their young daughters down by the dugout and tell me a little story about them. And it's a dream that I never knew existed, and so grateful and humbled by it. But we've had a lot of close games, and quite honestly, I think having the fans and their backing in those key moments of the game, late in the game, has really helped us come out on top in those games.
One thing that I thought was really cool last year, when you chose a jersey number, you chose number 92 because no one had ever worn it at the major league level. And now number 92 show up in the stands. What does it mean to you when you see a fan in your jersey?
Oh, I'll never forget the first time I saw somebody with a NACN 92 jersey, and it was at FanFest of 2020, and I literally didn't know what to say. I was with some players at an autograph table, and they said, man, like, they'll never forget the first time they saw somebody in the stands with their jersey on. And man, I'm still trying to find the words. It's crazy to see that, you know. And I just so thankful, and I hope to continue to, you know, keep coming to the yard and working extremely hard and staying very humble and, you know, taking everything step by step and being very grateful for every opportunity that I have while I'm here.
There are so many coaches on this staff who had never had a major league job before Gabe hired them in 2020. Do you guys ever sit around and talk about some of the things that maybe were unexpected that you've now become accustomed to in the major leagues, or some of the things that, you know, have been surprises about this job, or maybe, you know, bonding over the long hours you work together? What are those conversations with some of the other new coaches like?
Yeah, we talk about that a little bit. You know, I'm I spend more time here with these guys than I do with my own husband. So I'm getting to know them very well. And we kind of joke about that and laugh about that at times. And, you know, we're a family. So we certainly go through some ups and downs. And we definitely don't see eye to eye on everything. And that's what Cap wanted when he hired a staff, was a staff filled with diverse perspectives. And we certainly have that. And just to be able to continue to kind of work through some of those growing pains and have the North Star that we do and find the best way to get there. And I think it's great. And, you know, we feed off of each other and we're not afraid to challenge each other. And I think that's really played a role in how kind of gelled we are and the vibe we have with each other in the coach's room. And yeah, I think just recently we sort of talked about the hey, what did you expect or not expect to see in the big leagues? And I think just like the travel itself is kind of crazy in so many ways, just the amount of it. And then also just the kind of the really nice hotels that we get to like sleep in every night, which is helpful because, you know, we're on a plane so often and traveling to all different time zones. And, you know, I think you always know that that happens in the big leagues, but to be actually like living it was, I mean, the first few times we showed up to hotels, I was like, this is nuts. This is crazy. I can never stay in something like this. So yeah, it's nice. And you don't have to have a roommate. Like you get your home room, because Sac State travel was way different than this.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, from 60 to 162, it's been fun to watch this group develop. Alyssa, thank you so much for joining the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks so much, Alyssa. A lot more coming up next on Talkin' Baseball, Giants pregame, Giants and the Rockies, 6:05. You're listening to KNBR 104.5 680, the sports leader.